taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Lapeer County Road Board of Commissioners approved some road projects throughout the county. In Metamora Township, the plan is to install a new 18x50 cross tube on Davison Lake Road between Gardner Road and Metamora Road. Doing that work will require hauling, spreading, and leveling 600 tons of gravel in low areas by the golf course at an estimated cost of $16,000. There are also two road projects being planned in Rich Township. One project is replacing an 18x50 cross tube on Elmwood Road between Rich Road and M24 at a cost of $5,700. The other project in that township is replacing the old tube with a new 36x40 tube on Swaffer Road between Rich Road and Willis Road at a cost of $6,400. The work to be done in Oregon Township is to spread 800 tons of limestone on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. The plan in Hadley Township is to install 4 radar speed signs that will be provided by the township. Also, the Road Commission posted a weight restriction on the Index Road Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River Drain that is between Howard Road and Goslin Road in Burnside Township. The weight for that bridge will now be for 3 gross ton vehicles. You're listening to WLEW and other local and regional news for today. An all-clear notice of no threat was issued on Friday for Lapeer County School after reports of alleged threats by a Croswell-Lexington School District student started an investigation by the local police department. The issue that prompted the investigation is because of events that occurred during the football game on Friday, October the 3rd, when an altercation arose between students. The altercation was investigated, and the school district was working on holding those involved in that incident responsible. The incident resulted in the police investigating an alleged hit list by a middle school student. The investigation ultimately found no evidence to substantiate the rumor of a threat in the school district. Superintendent Colette Moody sent a letter home to parents then as a precautionary measure that there was an increased presence by local police. Also, Premier Security, which is the firm that the school contracts with to provide their security, also monitored student safety before classes were dismissed for the weekend. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Diane Keaton, the Oscar-winning star known for films like Annie Hall and The Godfather, has passed away at the age of 79. People magazine reported her death on Saturday in California, citing a family spokesperson. No further details were immediately available. The news has shocked fans worldwide. Her unique style and depth made her a standout actor of her generation. She became iconic with roles like Annie Hall and Kay Adams. Her career spanned decades, charming audiences in films like Baby Boom, Father of the Bride, and First Wives Club. Keaton's legacy in film remains timeless. And in other national and international news, National Guard troops sent to Illinois by President Donald Trump can stay in the state and under federal control, but cannot be deployed to protect federal property or go on to patrol for now, as appeal courts ruled on Saturday. The decision came after federal judge April Perry on Thursday ruled to temporarily block the National Guard deployment for at least 2 weeks, finding no substantial evidence of a danger of rebellion brewing in Illinois during Trump's immigration crackdown. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.